Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, with Reverend A. And we are continuing in our practice of the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles with you. And thank you so much for joining us. Let's join together. Today we're going to be discussing lesson 242. So let's join together for a moment of silence as we come together. And let's take a good deep breath. This day is God's. It is my gift to Him. I will not lead my life alone today. I do not understand the world, and so to try to lead my life alone must be but foolishness. For there is one who knows all that is best for me, and He is glad to make no choices for me but the ones that lead to God. This day I give to Him. For I would not delay my coming home, and it is He who knows the way to Him.
And so we give today to You. We come with wholly open minds. We do not ask for anything that we may think we want. Give us what You would have received by us. You know all our desires and our needs, and You will give us everything we want. And that will help us find the way to You. This day is God's. It is my gift to God.
And so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence to consider this lesson. We've spoken of this before, but I'm compelled to remind us that, remind myself, that the italicized paragraphs in A Course in Miracles really can be read as prayers. And so I just wanted to point that out again to you as you're reading through the lessons here in part two of the workbook lessons. There are many, many prayers that are available and are really very useful in our daily living. So this day is God's. It is my gift to Him. So I just want to add maybe a new way of thinking about this lesson. How can I give this day to God? Well, simply put, I can give the day to God by not disagreeing with it. By not disagreeing with it at all, no matter how it is expressing. By not looking at the way the day is being expressed through whatever form it might be. Whether it's the people that are with me in my life today. Whether it is people who are expressing the world to me today through media, the news, social media, the newspaper, whatever form I might have the courage to entertain in my life today, economically, socially, physically, you know, emotionally, whatever way I consume the day, I give it all back to God. And He says very clearly, I don't know anything here. I don't understand the world. If we go back to, the question that Jesus answers for us in these next few lessons. What is the world? He points out very clearly to us that, you know, it's as humiliating as it might be for us to consider this idea, that the truth is the ego knows nothing. Its perception is this thought system, if you will, of the ego. Its perception is totally based on lies. So how could we say we know something if our perception is based on lies and the world is presenting those mutually agreed upon definitions of the way the world is and its foundation is all based on lies? And how do we know it's a lie? Because its foundation is all based on fear, and fear is a liar. Fear is not true. And if we go back to the lesson, the last lesson, 240, in the last, you know, consideration of a different question, fear is not justified in any form. It's impossible to have an opinion about the world that's valid if that opinion is based on something that's not real. So this is a very high call. This is a very high call. Where you are now in your study of A Course in Miracles, you have brought yourself here to a very high call. To accept the truth is challenging. To accept that God is all in all, to accept that you're not separate, to accept that this is a dream, to accept all of these things that we've been discussing for many months now, right? 242 days to be exact, is a high call. So I want to say thank you for being a mighty companion and staying the course and persisting in your willingness to doubt your best thinking. Because this lesson, as they all do ultimately, points out the illusion that we actually have any idea whatsoever of what is best for us. And so here he tells us there is one who knows the way to God. And that, of course, the capital H him he's referring to follow him, is the Holy Spirit. But again, that's nothing more than your right mind. So there's nothing to be afraid of, because fear is a liar. So why would we give it any of our attention? Certainly not our full appreciation. And turn within and join in union and relationship in the holy instant, the practice of the holy instant. Simply turn within, take a good deep breath, turn within, and begin the dialogue. I love to do it. I can't find myself doing it any other way than the first thing that comes to me when I join with Spirit is to simply say, I love you. I do. I love Jesus. I love the teaching that Jesus has provided for me in my life has changed everything. It's changed my world completely. So for immediate results, as Jesus tells us, apply infinite patience. Realize that there is one who is guiding you. You have guides and you have a mind, a right mind, a true self that's available to you to guide you this day. So we give this day to God. And the best way, the only way that I can truly do that is to allow and accept it to be just as it is and just as it isn't. And regardless of my judgment that may come up, in fact, I know it will, I can ignore that. That's the only thing that it can't defend itself against. The only thing that fear cannot defend itself against is my ability, my God-given right, my free will to ignore it. So if you brush up against some pronouncement of fear in your life today, be it relationally or physically or financially, just realize that you can give it to God. Just realize that you have the ability to ignore fear. And it goes back to, I think, one of the discussions you recently had in one of your messages was about, you know, we have dominion over our thoughts. And so that's really where we can give the day to God, is to not succumb to, or even we just refuse to allow ourselves to give into the ideas of fear. They can absolutely be ignored. The world presentation can be ignored. And then we catch ourselves in that and we turn to spirit, turn within, take that good deep breath, and we ask our guide, our true self, our right mind, what is the truth?
And so how nice that is. So, have you ever known somebody who was a really great gift giver? I've actually been envious of some people I know who are just so good at giving gifts. There's such generosity and thoughtfulness, and it just seems so perfect. And that's what's coming up for me with regard to this lesson today, is that our life, this experience, the real world, not the world that is based on false perception, is such a gift. And it's a gift given by God. And God is like the most magnificent gift giver ever. It's this intelligence, this love intelligence that just totally knows you, gets you, loves you, no matter what, doesn't see a past, doesn't know, you know, anything other than your magnificence, your beauty, your perfection and wholeness, and is giving the gift that is always given, that is always perfect, that is always just for each of us, that always already given in perfection and wholeness. And some have called this heaven, and that the realm of heaven, the kingdom of God, is already given. The table has been set. It is adorned. The party is on. And you are the guest of honor, and the gifts that are given are given freely. And so anyway, that's kind of what comes up for me. And so this lesson, this day is God's. It is my gift to Him. It is my gift to God. You know, that that then it requires this absolute trust, this absolute acceptance and allowance and trust. You okay, babe? Yeah. And who am I to question? So really, it truly becomes the acceptance of the gift that is already given. And imagine yourself being given a gift, whether however you see it, however you imagine it to be, and that it's just, oh my gosh, it's perfect. And you open it, you receive it, you accept it, and you allow it. And that is how we give the gift as well. You know, from that love consciousness, from that acceptance, from that allowance, you know, spirit, God, creator, simply wants our happiness. You know, that's the biggest gift that we give, is to be happy. I always remember my parents, you know, saying, I just want you to be happy. Just want you to be happy. And I imagine that is what creator, spirit, God, mother, father, simply once for each of us, and that's our gift. Our gift is to be restored to our nature, which is happiness, which is innocence, which is perfection, which is that wholeness, and gleefully accepting the gift, which in so doing becomes the gift that we give. How good it is to remember, I am not alone today, and neither are you. And there may not be another quote-unquote human being around, and we are not alone, that we walk not alone. And in my willingness to, you use the word humiliate, it's the ego that is humiliated. It's the ego that doesn't, you know, that wants to know and clings to its false perception. But in our innocence, we can let that go and be that innocent child and wonder, oh yeah, you know, Mother, Father, Holy Spirit, what is this for? What does this mean? In leading our lives in such a way that it is the gift that we give to Creator that reflects back our gratitude and our joyfulness and the acceptance of the love that we are. So it even shifts our concept of prayer. We think of prayer as asking for something. And this is even the trusting that I ask for nothing, that my needs are known before they even become known to my mind. And then a trust and a faith. This is really a serendipitous glory to glory. I live from glory to glory to glory. I don't ask what that glory is ahead of time. I just trust that it's from glory to glory, world without end. So this day is God's. This day is God's. This day is Creator's. This day is Mother, Father, God's gift to us. And in my acceptance, it becomes my gift in return. And it is in this I find my way back home.
Indeed, it is.
Where I never left. Where the party left. Is on and the gifts are darn good. And I'm a good gift giver too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read this prayer again. And we'll close with this. But thank you for joining us on the internet today. We appreciate you being here with us in our discussions, in our joyful play of love, of knowing the truth, beginning to understand it and perceive it and watching it then play out in our life today. And so we give today to you, Father. We come with wholly open minds. We do not ask for anything that we may think we won't. Give us what you would have received by us. You know all our desires and our needs, and you will give us everything we want, and that will help us find our way back to you. And so it is.
So it is.
God bless you, brothers and sisters, mighty companions. We love you so much. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love.